If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale, April 5th and 6th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 5th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tack sale. Then over 100 head of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 6th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at heberhorsesales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke, multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at heberhorsesales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, that has all that great music behind our cow commercials. All right, let's have some more music.
Oh, no, us.
Yeah, let's have some. Our good buddy, Deacon Dove.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, D.W. Grothy. He gets on stage and he says, "My name is D.W. Grothy," just G-R-O-E-T-H-E, just like it sounds. That's how he introduces.
That's how he introduces himself.
Great song here. This is Old Memories.
I have wandered down life's trail for some time now, and let a lot of fine folk fall behind. Some were close, some were distant, some were crazy. Some could barely make it through daily grind. And every now and then I'll get to thinking about a gal years back whose smile always shined. And the one sure thing I know is that her memory is the only thing that brings real peace of mind. There are times I'm wishing those moments would slip away, were no longer mine. For how bittersweet love tenders the memories of young and gentle hearts left far behind. Now I'm not much giving out advice, but here's a little something I have found. If you get to gathering up old memories, best be careful of what you might find laying around.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff there from the Deacon Dub.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yep. He never has that problem.
No. Oh, he has no problem remembering things.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Just like we don't.
Exactly. Yeah,
just the same way we don't,
well,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have this issue.
It'll come to me.
Yeah.
You know,
give me a minute.
Specific skills that you might have that you only use every once in a while, that you have to sit back and say, man, give me a minute.
I have that problem with some knots.
Right.
See, most knots, not a problem.
Okay, yeah.
But some knots that you don't use every day, how do I do that?
You know, I don't know what it is with me. The bowline is like my kryptonite. I mean, I just...
Now, where did that rabbit
well,
go?
Well, I mean, do I make the loop on the top or do I make the loop on the bottom? And then, and I know I got to go back down around the longest line. But
the running line.
Yeah, the running line, but anyway.
Oh, dear. Yeah, yeah, it's,
I don't know what it is with that.
And I know for a fact your dad.
Oh, man. He had to be so...
drilled that into you.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, he just had to be... Finally just gave up.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have I shown you to tie a bowline and... Sorry, as a grown-up old man, I still am.
Still can't tie one. Well, you have to stop and think.
Well, I can, but it takes me two or three tries.
No, that's not it.
So that's not it. No, that's not it. Actually, I got to go back this way. Oh, there we go.
How did I do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. Weaving cinches.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't weave cinches every day.
Right.
And when I go to weave another cinch, oh, my gosh, down through or up over. How do I start that thing?
Where does
again?
This go?
Once I get it started, I'm fine. It's just the getting it started. Take me 15, 20 minutes to get
well,
things
lined
up.
Well, and that's when you walk away.
Right.
And you think about painting the house.
There you think about something else.
And it'll come to you.
And then, wait a minute.
Wait,
I got it.
I got this.
It'll come to me. Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Well, it's the same way with braiding.
My
flat braid, my round braids, the whole deal. So, wait a minute.
How come that turned out square?
Under two, over two, under one, over two. What the? Anyway.
And then the Turk's head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I have to go back to the illustration. I'm sorry. Here it is.
Well, if it's past three strands, I got to look at the illustration, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know it. I have this hole where I just don't do very well that way.
Wait a minute. It'll come to me.
Well, no, and it doesn't. I have to go look it up again. That's the heck of it right there.
Yeah.
I know it. Well, how about a little cow poetry?
What you got?
Well, you know what? Those were the days. Two brothers sat on a porch just talking about the way it used to be. They debated the good old days while rocking, but they never seemed to agree. Seems each of them recalled it differently from the way the other one did. Many years had passed, and not very gently, from the time that each was a kid.
Do you remember the pond in the 40 where we skinny dipped all day? Boy, those were the days when a kid was set free. We would pass the hours away.
But don't you remember the stinging nettle that adorned our favorite pool? When you fell, it really tested your mettle. You couldn't even walk to school.
What about the clod fights we had in the garden spot? We spent hours pelting each other. Ah, those were the days that just could not be bought. Quality time with your brother.
But don't you remember when I picked up a rock and chucked it instead of a clod? It knocked you out cold and left a nice pock. I swear you nearly saw God.
How about the BB gun trips we'd take to the old dump? We'd shoot up beer bottles and cans. Now those were the days we'd reload by the stump, gunfighting those old pots and pans.
Yeah, but don't you remember that rusty old nail that you stuck through the sole of your boot and the tetanus shots that made you turn pale? Oh, yeah, that was really a hoot.
But you have to admit, the hours we spent horseback was time of our lives. Oh, those were the days, all the places we went, pretending to be on the drives.
Yeah, but don't you recall when that little paint dusted you off under a tree? You broke your arm in three places, and that ain't counting what he did to your knee.
Well, you make it sound like our childhood just sucked, that nothing we did was of worth, that all our dogs bit and every horse bucked, and did since the day of our birth.
Now, that's not what I'm saying. Don't make it sound bad. Our childhood went out in a blaze. I enjoyed each and every wreck that you had. I'm telling you, those were the days.
Yep, there's Big Brother Jim's cameo appearance in cowboy poetry. Good stuff, brother.
I'm still waiting for my...
keep waiting. Yeah royalty. Waiting. Okay. Yeah. How about Dick's Pet?
Oh, man, this is a classic.
Who's singing?
Statler Brothers.
And what are they singing?
Do you remember these things?
Nice.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studebaker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tooty fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman in lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, do we remember these?
Well, there's a bunch of those that I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but yeah. Yeah.
All
right. Well, we need to ditch out to a commercial. I do remember that. And the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.